Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Tefillin Simin Chaf Hei Sif Vav through and including Sif Tes. We saw yesterday that the Torah always mentions the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh. For example, Ukshartem Laos Ayadecha leads to the Fais Beinecha, and from here we learn that the Shal Yad is put on before the Shal Rosh. This we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Hei Sif Hei. Now the truth is, there's also another reason, and that is the Shal Rosh has greater kedusha than the Shal Yad, and we should follow the rule that Ma'alim B'Kodesh, you go up in kedusha. But fundamentally, we see that the pasuk. Actually, from the Torah, we see the need for the Shal Yad going on before the Shal Rosh. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Vav now addresses. In Paga B'Shal Rosh Tchila. What happens if you come in contact with the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad? If you remember, we saw that if you come in contact with the Tefillin before the Talis, there's a principle called Ein Ma'irin Ela Mitzvos. You will have to go ahead and put on the Tefillin before the talis, even though you normally are supposed to put on the talis before the tefillin, based on Ein Mavir on Mitzvahs. Here we do not say that. Here we say, as the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, Tzarech la'avir alosah ha-mitzvah. You would have to pass over that mitzvah of the Shal Rosh, of the tefillin Shal Rosh, the Aniyah Shal Yad Tchila. And you would have to put on the Shal Yad first, even though you came in contact with your Shal Rosh first. The Yachar Kav Shal Rosh, and only afterwards put on the Shal Rosh, meaning you have to put down the Shal Rosh and put on the Shal Yad, even if you came upon and touched the Shal Rosh first. Paga, go to the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Chav Beis. Paga, you encountered the Shal Rosh first. Dafka Paga, he says, Dafka if you encountered it or touched it. Aval im hiniach Shal Rosh Tchila, if you, however, put on the Shal Rosh already, O Shemata HaShal Yad, She Nishmat Mi Mekaymo, or you find that what? Or you find that the Shal Yad has been moved out of its place and you have to put it back into its place, Ein LaHasir HaShal Rosh. You don't have to take off the Shal Rosh to then go ahead and put back on the what? The Shal Yad, and then the Shal Rosh afterwards. It's saying that you would not put on the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad if you encounter the Shal Rosh, or if you take in your Hush before the Shal Yad, but not if you already put it on. The Maidahava Hava, where already was. The Yimahel Ani Shal Yad Al Makomo, and you should as quickly as you can put the Shal Yad on in its place. The Yesh Cholkin, there are those that are actually Cholik, Vayain the Ber Halacha, and check out the Ber Halacha. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Chav Gimel. So, as we said, La'avir, you have to pass over the Shal Rosh and put on the Shal Yad first. And as we said, we already explained this, came under Siv Bekra, Meforesh, it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Diyad Kodem. It says, the Mitchila, Yad in the Pasuk comes first. The Mitchila, it says, Ukshartem. The Hadar, and afterward it says, Ulototafos, Kshartem, referring to the Shal Yad. Utotafos Beinecha, referring to the Shal Rosh. Lefichach ein mashkichin al havaras haMitzvah. Therefore, we do not concern ourselves with passing over the mitzvah of the Shal Rosh for the Shal Yad. Masha ein kein la'el b'sif aleph, as opposed to what we saw by sif aleph, gabay sitzis in tefillin. There, if you take the tefillin in your hand before the sitzis, or you encounter the tefillin before the sitzis, and you would need to pass over the tefillin to get to the sitzis of the talis, you would not do put on the tefillin first. We now continue Sif Zayin back in the Shulchan Aruch. Yivarech lahaniach bekamatz. You make the bracha lehaniach with the kamatz tachas hay under the hay lehaniach below the patach uvedagesh. Not with the patach and dagesh. It's lehaniach, not lahaniach. It's lehaniach. Mishnah Berurah of Dalid lehaniach bekamatz shehu l'shon hanocha kemo shekasuv. Lahaniach bracha el beisecha, meaning hanocha, placing with a kamatz. It's hanocha, you placing it on, right? Laniach bracha el beisecha, to place the bracha on beisecha. Velo bepatach shu lashon aziva, and not patach, right? Lahaniach is the lashon of aziva, kamo shekatsav achechem echad hanichu iti. Lashon aziva is laniach, leave me alone, right? Lahan, okay. Aziva, we don't want the lahaniach to mean leave me alone, but rather we want it to be a implication of how placing the tefillin on the arm, etc. Sif ches, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kol ha-mitzvos mevarach aleihem over la'asiyasan. So here we come to the famous Shulchan Aruch, famous principle found in Shas. Listen very carefully, Rabbeinu Pekarsky. As we all know, for this principle of over mevarech, kol ha-mitzvos mevarach aleihem over la'asiyasan, is a concept that one is required to recite the bracha of mitzvahs immediately before performing the mitzvah. When it says over, look at the Shulchan Aruch continues, perish, what does over mean? Kodem, before. As it says, vayavor es hakushi, front of the kushi. Perusho, rats vihiktim lefanav, he ran and went in front of him. So, over's implication is that one should be saying the bracha prior, immediately prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Now we're going to see kodem means right before. If it is the act before the act, okay, meaning if you would say the bracha before putting it on the arm, that might be too early. That's what's going to be called kodem de kodem, as we see. Lefichach, as he says, tzarech levarech ala tefila shel yad achar hanacha ala kibores, after you put the tefillin onto your bicep, kodem kshirasam, right before you tie the tefillin onto your arm and tighten it onto your arm. Shekshirasam zuhi asiyasam, because the asiyas ha-mitzvah, the doing of the mitzvah, is the tying the tefillin shel yad onto your arm. And as the Ramah goes on, v'chein b'shal rosh, and so too by the shal rosh, kodem shemahatko barosho, right before you tighten the tefillin onto your head, that is when you should be saying the bracha, in order to fulfill this principle of kol ha-mitzvahs mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasan. Mishnah Brura sif katan chav hei, achar hanacha, v'chulei. After the hanacha, that is when you say the bracha. After you put it onto the muscle, onto the bicep, before you tighten it up. The kodem lachem, because if you put it on before you, sorry, if you said the bracha before you put the tefillin onto your arm, lechatchila ein rei lebarech. You will not, it is not appropriate lechatchila to say the bracha before you put it onto your arm. Because that is what's called the havi, as I said, kodem de kodem. That's not kodem lasiyasan, over lasiyasan. It's considered kodem de kodem. Too far in advance of the mitzvah. It is the act before the act. And the concept, as the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, the concept here is, v'tzarech l'karev habracha lasiyas ha-mitzvah v'chol ma'de'eshar. And you have to go ahead and have the bracha as close to the siyas ha-mitzvah as possibly you can. It should be before, but as close to that act as possible. Chavvav, Mishnah Berurah Chavvav, kodem kshirasam, before you tie it on. Ubidiyeved, bidiyeved, yivarech afilu acharkach. Bidiyeved, you make the bracha even after you already tie it on. The mitzvah shiyeshla, meshech zmanhu, bechule yoima. What this means is that here the mitzvah is not finished in one moment, like by Shechita and Kisei Adam, but even after the doing of the mitzvah, the act, the mitzvah, the Kiyama mitzvah continues. Like by Tefillin here, as long as it's on you, you're being Mekayim the mitzvah. That's what he means by Hu Bechulei Yoma. The mitzvah, Sheyesh La Meshach Zman,
a mitzvah that has continual kiyum. Hu bechuleyema. This man of the bracha is right on him as long as the mitzvah continually is being fulfilled. Okay? And therefore it's considered like over, meaning like you're saying the bracha over to the asiyas hamshach hamitzvah, to the continuing of, right, meshach zman, of the continuing of the mitzvah. So therefore it would still be, okay, b'di'eved, it would still be the continuing of that mitzvah. So it comes out that b'di'eved, if you said the bracha too early, before you put it onto your arm, you would not have to repeat the bracha, because as he said in the previous Mishnah Berurah, l'chadchila, you should put it on after you put it onto the arm. And also b'di'eved, if you already tighten it on the arm, you could still make the bracha. Okay, we continue now on with Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Chavzayin. Kodem shemahatkan, you make the bracha before you tighten it onto the arm. Ki ahiduku mitzvah sakshira, because the tightening, okay, the tightening, sorry, this Mishnah Berurah is talking kodem shemahatkan, is referring to before you tighten it onto your head, you say the bracha of al mitzvahs. Ki ahiduku mitzvah sakshira, because the tightening is the equivalent of the mitzvah of kshira, of tying it on to your head. Okay? Vitzarech gamtein li zahir shiyeh abracha acher shemunachem al rosh. You have to be very careful as well when it comes to the shal rosh. Same way you're not supposed to go ahead and say the bracha before you put it onto the arm or the shal yad. When it comes to the shal rosh, you should make sure not to say the bracha before you put it on the head. That you should be careful to say the bracha after you put it on the head. Lo ke'osot shebevarchem ba'odam diyadam. Not like those that say the bracha when the tefillin shal rosh is still in their hand. Din came once again, havelei kodem to kodem. It's considered too far in advance. Before you put it on your head, is too far in advance of the mitzvah. So that's why what you do is you put it onto your head, do not tighten it, you then make the bracha of the shal rosh, al mitzvahs, and tighten it. And he says, gam b'shas bracha shal tefillin shal rosh, yireh, you should be careful, he says, you should be careful that your head is covered with your talis, and you should not have a uncovered head. Minimally for us, we should have a yarmulke on and not make the bracha with a head that is uncovered. We now move to Sif Tes, back to the Shulchan Aruch, and with this Sif we will conclude today with the Sif of Shulchan Aruch as well as the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, as an introduction to this Sif, we'll see as follows, that it's going to be usher to speak between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh. This isser begins with the bracha recited before binding the shal yad and continues until the ritsuos, the straps of the shal rosh, have been tightened onto the head. If one did speak between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh, he must repeat the bracha laniach tefillin before reciting the bracha al mitzvah tefillin on the shal rosh. In this instance, it is preferable to move the shal yad out of place before repeating the bracha laniach tefillin, and to return it to its proper place after repeating the bracha, then first to recite the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin and to put on the shal rosh. So this we will see in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in this coming Sif Tes, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, specifically we'll see in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So now we continue. Tes. Asur lahafsik b'dibur. It is asur to make any type of interruption with dibur between the Tefillah Shal Yad to the Tefillah Shal Rosh. Then hifsik, and if you did make this hefsik, Yumavarech al shal rosh al mitzvah tefillin. You're going to make the bracha on the shal rosh of al mitzvah tefillin. Now you have to understand and appreciate the first halacha here that we're reading now in the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Shulchan Aruch's shita. His shita, if you recall, was that you only make one bracha. That is the bracha of laniach tefillin. So therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you are mafsik and you interrupt and you have a heftig between the shal yad and the shal rosh, what that creates is the need to make a bracha on the shal rosh of al mitzvah twillin. However, as the Rama goes on, our minag is not this way. Our minag is always to have the bracha of lahaniach on the shal yad, and then to say al mitzvah twillin on the shal rosh. So what do we do, the Ashkenazim, if we talk in between the shal yad and the shal rosh? So that's what he says. Rama, uladidan, according to us, the noagin levarech shtei brachos, where the minag is to say and recite two brachos, laniach on the shal yad and al mitzvah on the shal rosh. Afim lo hefsek, even if there's no hefsek. So what do? Tzarech lachzor. If we have a hefsek between the shal yad and the shal rosh, you have to go over and repeat ulevarech and make the bracha al shal rosh. You have to make the bracha on the shal rosh as well, laniach. Because the laniach that we make on the shal yad is for both the shal yad and the shal rosh. So if you talk in between, you have to make a lahaniach on the shal rosh as well. So we'd have to make a lahaniach on the shal rosh as well as the al mitzvahs if you talk in between. Now, we pointed out in the intro to this sif that we do a little differently, as we're going to see in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So let's just run ahead to Sif Katan Lamed Beis, and then we will come back and do the other Sifei Katan. So he says, look at the Rama, Lachzor Lamed Beis. Okay, I realize we skipped from Kat Ches to Lamed Beis, but let's just point this out. First, read Lamed Beis inside first, in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we will go back. Lachzor Ulevarech, you have to go back and say Lahaniach on the Shal Rosh, even though you already made the Laniach on the Shal Yad, since you talked in between the Laniach that you made on the Shal Yad, is not going to extend to the Shal Rosh, and you need to make and repeat the Laniach on the Shal Rosh. But look what he says. But Nachon, however, the most appropriate thing to do in such a situation, if you were over and you were Masik, which you should not have done, obviously, is Sheyimash Mesh Oz B'Shal Yad. You should maneuver the Shal Yad, Lazizo M'Komo, to move it out of its place. Okay, and make the bracha of laniach v'yichazek hakesher and tighten up the knot. Uvizeh tachzor berkas laniach, and this way you will be able to have the bracha of laniach gam al shel yad, also on the shel yad. V'dome ki'ilu hiniach ata, and it's similar to as if right now you have put on the shel yad v'hashel rosh tchufim zazeh. Is as if you put on the shal yad and the shal rosh right next to one another. The beirach below mish. If you did make the bracha of laniach without having moved the shal yad, yimash mesh achar bracha, you should still move the tefillin after the bracha and tighten it, and then tighten up the what, and then put on the shal rosh. He says, check out Vayem Berlacha Masha Kasavnu B'Shem Hagon Rabbi Akiva Eger Bezeh. He says, check out what I wrote in the Berlacha according to Rabbi Akiva Eger regarding this issue. There the Berlacha says that the opinion of the Akiva Eger is not like he just said, but rather what his opinion is that you should first make the bracha of Al Mitzvahs, put on the shal rosh, and afterwards say the bracha of laniach and move the shal yad. But that's not obviously what the Mishnah Berurah just said to do. Rather, he said the best thing to do is to move the shal yad out of its place, say the laniach again, and then okay, say al mitzvahs and put on the shal rosh. Okay, we now continue with the Mishnah Berurah back to Sif Katan Chaf Ches. He said, "Asur lahafsik." It's asur to make any interruption between the tefillah of the tefillah and shal yad and the tefillah shal rosh. Afilu b'dibur shal mitzvah. Even if you're doing a dibur of mitzvah, kigon lashiv shalom rabba, to say hello to your rebbe, the kol kai gavna, kigon bracha shal tefillah, because it causes an unnecessary bracha. You have to repeat the lahaniach. Afilu la'osan. Now he goes on to say, even if you're not putting on the tefillin with the bracha, still you should not talk in between. Like, for example, if you're putting on tefillin on chalamoy without a bracha, or amanich tefillin the rabbeinu tam, or you're wearing the tefillin of rabbeinu tam, achas shechalot, after you took off the tefillin of Rashi, you don't make a bracha on the tefillin of rabbeinu tam. Oshachalach tefillin amanas lachzir. No, you took off the tefillin in order to return it and put it back on. We'll see certain scenarios where the Ramah and Siv Beis pasak. Not in every case. They ain't sarach lachzir. In those cases, where you don't have to go and repeat the bracha. Where you put the tefillin shayad and shalosh back on again after you took it off. There are certain scenarios where you would not make the brachas again. Even so, even in cases where you're not making the brachas and putting on the tefillin, when you put on the tefillin of a shayad and a shalosh, you should not talk in between the putting on the shayad and the shalosh, regardless of the bracha. So besides the bracha, she'en etzricha issue of talking in between causing you to make a bracha you don't need to make, there's still a problem. Why? It's important that the tefillin are put on back to back without any hefsek tikufin, very close to one another. You put on the shayad and then you put on the shalosh. The pasuk says it should be a sign on your arm and a remembrance between your eyes. It should be one placing for both. And therefore, there should be no interruptions, even regardless of the bracha hefsek issue. Chav tes, b'shabur chav tes, b'dibor. You can't make any hefsek with dibor. Afilu b'lashon ha-kodesh, even in Hebrew. U'lechatchila asur, afilu asik b'shtika. And lechatchila it's asur to make a hefsek even when you're silent, meaning if you make a long break, even without talking, that is inappropriate lechatchila. Even if you have not taken your mind off the tefillin, it should not be any big break. To make any types of signals with your eyes or your feet or your hands, bein betefillin shel yad, ubein atefillin shel rosh. You should not make any types of signaling between putting on a tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh lechatchila. If a person put on a shel yad in one room, utefillin shel rosh right in one house in one room, utefillin shel rosh bevayis acher, right, if he puts it on in one house and he puts on a tefillin shel rosh in another house, v'haya daita lezeh, and he has in mind to do this, ayin le'el b'simen ches, sif gimel, m'shiru hasham, le'inyin talus. See what we wrote there regarding talus, okay? What you do in a situation where you put on tefillin shayad in one house, and then you move to a shul, for example, or some other room, okay? What you should do, ruha din le'inyinu, and that's the same halacha here by this case. Mishabur Sifkat and Lamed, he says, "Him hifsig." We're talking about hefsek here. It's ivafilu b'shogeg. It's not a question of mezid or shogeg. It's like Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Will be done the noggin. According to us, who are no aid to make brachas on both the shalyad and shalrosh, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, who said you only make a bracha on the laniach and the shalyad for both the shalyad and the shalrosh. Ki atam shanu mevarchin shtei brachas. The reason why we make two brachas al tefillin, velo daya brachas laniach levad. The reason why we make two brachas and we don't rely just on laniach, she'anu sovim, because we hold the ikar tikkun brachas elu kachaisa, because we hold that the core tikkun of the brachas was for this, namely betchilas hanachasam tiknu, they were misaki from the start. Levarich laniach, the bracha of laniach v'kai nami asharosh, laniach was for both the shayan asharosh. And the Takana, according to us, when you put the shalrosh, lechatchila mevarech nami al mitzvahs, you're supposed to go ahead even without any hefsek, make the bracha of al mitzvahs. Shezuhi gemara mitzvah. That's the gemara mitzvah. Hilchach memela. Therefore, imsach v'siach daito. Therefore, if you talk and your mind goes off, tzarech right, tzarech lechzor. You have to go back. Levarech gam laniach, also laniach al shel harosh. Adkan.